Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week. The Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official at the Justice Department said the letter is a response to a query by Mueller made earlier this month, seeking guidance on handling questions that address privileged information. President Trump has said Monday that he is not likely to pay close attention to the testimony on Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Last week, the president said he did not plan to watch when Mueller goes before two House panels Wednesday. He said the same today and then conceded he might watch a little bit. Either way, he says it's a waste of time, falsely repeating earlier claims that Mueller's Russia report cleared him of obstruction and collusion.
You can't take all those bites out of the apple.
What Mueller actually wrote was there's not sufficient evidence to establish the Trump campaign criminally conspired with Russia in the 2016 race. He did not clear the president of trying to obstruct his investigation, and Democrats say they'll push that point Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's health minister resigned Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. Last week, the World Health Organization declared the outbreak in eastern Congo to be an international health emergency. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. And the party of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky won the most votes in Sunday's parliamentary election. That gave the president a mandate to carry out sweeping changes in the country that's beset by conflict and high-level corruption. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office Monday, where they discussed talks aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. Trump said the Pentagon continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan very slowly and very safely. He said if he had wanted to use force, the United States could have won the war quickly.
I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in 10 days.
The Pakistani prime minister said there's no military solution for Afghanistan and that progress has been made in the talks.
This is the closest we've been to a peace deal in Afghanistan.
President Trump is continuing his criticism of four Democratic congresswomen of color. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On Twitter, the president called the four who call themselves the Squad a very racist group of troublemakers who are young, inexperienced, and not very smart. At the White House, the president said he doesn't like the way they talk.
When the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people.
The president also says the Squad is bad for the country.
They're pulling the Democrats way left. Nobody knows how to handle them. I feel they're easy to handle.
At the NAACP convention in Detroit, one of the four, Rashida Tlaib, says the Squad is more than just four.
And I can tell you, you are all the Squad. Trust me. If you won't support equity and support justice, you are one of us.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Weekly anti-government protests in Hong Kong have grown uglier as demonstrators accuse the government of ignoring their demands. Late Sunday, masked assailants wearing white T-shirts savagely beat at least 45 people on the Hong Kong transit system. Witnesses uploaded dozens of videos that showed people bloodied and dazed. One witness complained that police arrived after a half an hour and allegedly left after 15 minutes. Six men were arrested as police searched for the people responsible. Protesters have been demanding that an independent investigation be conducted into the forceful tactics used by police during previous demonstrations. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hailing a new chapter in U.S. relations with Latin America following a whirlwind trip to four countries in South and Central America. The top U.S. diplomat made stops in El Salvador, Mexico, Ecuador, and Argentina. He said countries that commit themselves to fighting crime and corruption and promoting democracy will reap the benefits. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.
I'm a don't know who my representing in here tonight.